Good day. This is the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright, and you are tuned into the happy hour. We're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. Listen on TV on Cable Bahamas channel 969 or BTC Flow channel 612. You can also download the Guardian's radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed right there, or you can watch us on our video feed. Text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, powered by BTC, standard text rate supply. You can also call in at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 326-4259. Call us toll free from the Family Islands, 300-5720. If you ever missed the show or want to go back and listen again, you can always log on to guardiantalkradio.com, click on podcast, search for the happy hour, and look for the date that you want. It'll be up before the end of the next working day, so you can catch up on other episodes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have just discovered us or have been listening to us since our inception, we're only about 3 months old at this point with this show. This is one of the only opportunities, open channels that you have on talk radio that we're only discussing positivity. For one entire hour, we're just talking about happiness, about positive impacts being made by individuals all around our country, or are people outside of the country doing great things on the international and regional stages. Last week, we had Donardo Hepburn joining us, who's doing great things in film and drama over there in Canada. And today, we have some homegrown young people that, despite their young ages, they've done things that some of us can only dream of. Now, we all know, again, if you've been listening to me, not just on this show, but on the Morning Blend, formerly on the Eye Opener, you know that we're all about youth development, youth empowerment. And today, we want to highlight two young people that have joined, we were discussing this the week before it actually was instituted, the National Youth Parliament. Youth Parliament is a concept that has been around for ages, but has never actually occurred until this year, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Youth Parliament has been established, and you have youth parliamentarians that will be holding tenure for several years. They're going to be representing their constituencies as junior members of Parliament. You also have youth senators. This actually exists right here in our country. Now, I don't want to tell all of their stories. They can do a fantastic job of that all on their own. So at this point, I want to introduce you to Orlandria Pinder and Stephen Georges. Orlandria Pinder is a 16-year-old from Palmetto Point, Eleuthera, land of the pineapples. She aspires to become the Minister of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation, and ultimately the first female Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Her vibrant personality and ambitious goals inspire those around her. She is currently in the 12th grade and is the head girl of Central Eleuthera High. She's also the Junior Minister of Tourism 2024 and Youth Parliamentarian for Central and South Eleuthera. Joining her is Stephen Georges, Youth Parliamentarian for Golden Gates. Stephen is deeply committed to our youth, passionately promoting education and overall well-being. His dedication to fostering a bright future for young people is absolutely inspiring. Well, Andrea and Stephen, welcome to the happy hour. How are you doing?
Welcome, welcome. I am doing great. Thank you for inviting me.
Wonderful. Orlandria.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Cartwright. It's indeed an honor.
I'm happy to have you both. Now we're going to talk to you one at a time just so that we get that full audio experience. So ladies first, Orlandria, you have several titles. Can you talk to us a little bit more about how you got into, I think it was the Junior Minister of Tourism that came first. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. In May 2024, I competed in a competition hosted by the Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation, the Junior Minister of Tourism program, which allows students to have an inside look of the Ministry of Tourism and their inner workings. It was a speech competition where we were able to bring forth our own ideas and innovations for the future of the Bahamas. I was also able to play against seven finalists inside the competition in Nassau, Bahamas, and I was luckily able to rise as the winner.
And I believe you're the first person from the family island in a few years.
Yes, ma'am, it's been a few years. It's also the second time Eleuthera has won this position. God rest Talia Cooper's soul. She was the first Family Islander to win, and also she was the first person from Eleuthera. God rest her soul as she takes her rest in peace.
Rest in peace to her. Now, as a family islander, explain to me, how does this work, knowing that the ministry is based here on New Providence?
It has been a wonderful experience. I got to work with the Ministry of Tourism in Nassau and the Ministry of Tourism based in Eleuthera. I got to see how different operations work, how Nassau has certain things, but Eleuthera doesn't, but it doesn't shorthand the tourism experience.
No, I am sure that you have been fully exposed to the opportunities around you, and you will hold this position for 1 year, or is it more?
It's for 1 year, sadly. It's been a fun experience so far.
And you'll be turning over just before you graduate, I think.
Yes, ma'am, and me.
Okay, all right. Now, Stephen, I don't want you to be too quiet. Now, you tell us a little bit more about how, why, what interested you in becoming a youth parliamentarian and for Golden Gates?
As a young person in the community, I've always seen where it's the young people are always, many of them are complaining about certain things that they're not getting. Oh, we don't get this, we don't have the opportunity to do this, and we don't have the opportunity to do that. And so it became like a nuisance, you understand? And so at the very young age that I would always tell myself, when I grow up, I'm going to be something great for the young people. And so, seeing what my MP does, shout out to Pia Glover-Roll. I love what she does in our constituency. And so, living in that area and seeing the love that she gives out to the youth, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sign up for Youth Parliamentarian to be for Golden Gates. And I signed up. I sent in my Why should I be selected? I sent in my biography with all the things that I've done in my church community and all these other things, and so on and so forth. I was selected.
And this is a relatively new position for you, yes?
No, I was youth in parliament. I was youth parliamentarian 2023, 2024 for Carmichael.
Okay, so you've had the experience. That was a one-time sitting. Now you get
Yes,
to
ma'am.
hold the position, I think, for 2 years, is it?
Yes, ma'am, 2 years.
Okay, so do you have, what do you think is going to be the difference between the one-time sitting and the 2 years tenure?
The difference between the one-time sitting and the 2 year sitting, I think it's going to be very different, because the 2 year sitting, you have more time, you have a better chance of building and drafting a policy and something that you want to change. So if there's a mandate and there's something that you see that needs to be changed in your community, better yet, not even only your community, but that's going to benefit all of the youths, you have this opportunity now, whereas you can get it together to start building and start getting a better grasp, to start changing the foot and the path steps of these youths. Because now, when we're looking at it, at the losses of these 12-year-old children and these 14-year-old kids that are getting lost and running away from home, it brings such sadness to my heart. Because now, with these changes we put in place, these mandates, we can be able to help them. And they can be able to direct them, say, hey, we don't gotta be standing on the side of the road smoking. Let's go join this foundation. Let's get a basketball scholarship. Let's get a band scholarship. Let's go off to school. Let's study. Let's make our country a better place. And so this 2 year tenure we have, it's a bigger and better opportunity, because you connect with more people to get to know certain people, to get to help you doing certain things in your constituency and moreover.
No, that's inspiring, honestly, and I'm happy that you all will have more time to affect the change that you know needs to happen. Now, I'm going to give you some time to brainstorm about how you're going to tell us how you're going to achieve that. I want to go back to Alandria and So she could tell us more about her role as junior minister of tourism, and what does that look like day to day, or week to week, month to month? What all have you done so far as junior minister of tourism for our country?
Well, Ms. Cartwright, to say the very least, every day is a new experience and adventure. Month to month, I would normally meet in Nassau with Ms. Samantha Cartwright, the head manager of the schools unit at the
Shout
Ministry
out
of
to Samantha Cartwright. She's been doing it for years. That program
Tourism.
has thrived. Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Cartwright, Ms. Roberts, and Ms. King, and the whole communication sector at the Ministry of Tourism and Investments and Aviation. But what I've done so far, I went to the Cayman Islands to speak in the Caribbean Tourism Organization's Youth Congress for the junior ministers. This allowed us to bring all of our ideas together and to also network with some fellow individuals from different Caribbean countries, such as Jamaica, Barbados, the Cayman Islands, Turks and Caicos, and Saint Eustatia.
I think it's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen, when we have opportunities for our young people to not only expose themselves within particular areas, to expand their borders professionally, academically, and with community-minded efforts, but when we facilitate these platforms for them to grow, especially to represent us, I think they should be applauded. And that's another reason why we wanted to showcase Stephen and Alandria on the show so that you can hear about what they have been doing. Alandria, I hope you know how proud we are of you for representing our country so very well at these different events that you're attending and for your aspirations within tourism itself. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ms. Cartwright.
Now, Stephen, our youth parliamentarian for Golden Gates, who has such an exemplary person to work with in the form of Ms. Pia Glover-Roll. What does that look like so far? Because you've been off in office for a few months now. So, what have you been up to?
Well, I have been planning. And like I told you earlier with ECG, like I had mentioned with ECG, the alliance between Eggleston Centerville and Golden Gates is now, although I have been planning for Golden Gates, ECG also as well has been planning because we have a field trip. We have a club for the youth. So it's not just the youth for Golden Gates, it's the youth of Centerville, it's the youth for Eggleston. And we're planning on expanding so on. So forth to more children in the community, and so this club builds off of our the first Eggleston, Centerville, Golden Gates. But I have been planning for the year of 2025, whereas things I want to put in place, and like my MP had told me, there's nothing impossible without God. So although those planning nights has come to a very sweary, teary, I ready to cancel this and I ready to switch this, there's nothing impossible without God, and He's the head of my life. And like I always just tell the young people in my church and the young people everywhere I see, no matter what it is, once you dream it, you can do it. So I have been planning for these past few months that I have been office. I have been planning various things that I think a lot of our youths will love in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November and December. And like I had mentioned, they can follow my Facebook page as well to get in contact with me, and Instagram to get in contact with me on certain things and how they would like to help, how they would like to join. Working with Pia is extremely amazing. She's a wonderful lady. I love her inspiration. She's like an inspiration to me because she inspires me to be better. She inspires me to work harder, to push more forward with with the young people. And so working with her is truly top tier. Like I love her. I love her aura. That's the word. I love her aura. She gives off, I'm going to do this for my constituency and you're going to help me for my, you're going to help me. And so I love that because now that we've paired up, it's like the impeccable, is like the best duo is there, and watch out, be coming to take your places.
I love that use. I think it's a great thing that you're able to showcase the partnership that you have with the sitting member of parliament for your area and the importance of partnerships and collaboration that can happen across generations to impact positively the community. And the fact that you seem so very enthused about working with the sitting MP, Ms. Pia Glover-Roll, who is also doing fantastically as her in a role for the public service. It's just incredible. And thank you so much for drawing attention to that. And then you mentioned the collaboration that you have with the fellow youth parliamentarians for Englishton and Centerville, and you call this the ECG. You had shared also that in addition to the tours, I believe you all are also working on mentorship seminars, beach cleanup exercises that you're going to facilitate, meeting government officials, and improving public speaking skills, and then indulging in volunteerism, I believe it is.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's a heavy plate, boy, for 2025. But as you said, by God's grace, you can get it done.
Yes, ma'am, by God's grace.
Now, you mentioned to the listening audience that people can reach out to you on social media, but you didn't say how. So, for those listening, how can they get in contact with you?
All right, you can get in contact with me. My Facebook is Stephen Charges. Stephen Georges for the Youth for Empowerment and Culture. And then you can also contact me by my telephone number, which is 434-1957. So
Oh, geez.
that is my business telephone. So anybody can contact me to get me to speak to them about certain things. I just want the youth to feel comfortable that they have someone they can confide in. Because like I tell my sisters, sometimes you see youth doing something, but they don't have no one to talk to and no one to help them. So if I'm there to help and assist, it's going to be great. It's going to be good. So I'm here to help. I'm that person you can lean on to help, and that is my main branding. Where my main brand, empowerment, education and culture. I focus on education a lot because there are many youths out there that are not going to school. They're not getting the proper education they need, and they're turning out bad. They're following examples from other people. And so if I can get those youth together and help them go to school, and not even go to school, I help do after school classes for them and help them develop in their reading, their mathematics, social studies, whatever it is, to uplift them, I will do so. And so that's where ECG also comes in, because with ECG we help these kids with we're going to help them with so much things where it comes to speech writing, fixing their speech and all these other stuff.
No, I think it's a great thing that you all are aspiring to do. And the fact when you say that you've been planning, that's very important because in order to get things done, you need to have a plan to go by. You need to have an idea of who your partners need to be. And you're talking about literacy. It'll be great once as you take also the advantage of some of the free programs that are out there, and perhaps partner with some of the community service organizations that may be doing work in that area, so that you can join forces as well. So that we all can have opportunities to contribute to assist you better in those areas. Considering that you and your fellow parliamentarians, that's Pride and an Angel for Englishton and Centerville, respectively, would be able to, impact your community in these different areas. This is fabulous work, and I'm hoping that our listening audience is paying close attention to what you're saying. And I'm sure we're going to be looking forward to great things for what you all will be doing. Now, Alandria, I don't want you to get too quiet there because you're also a youth parliamentarian in addition to being the junior minister of tourism. Tell us a little bit more about your role as the youth parliamentarian for Central and South Eleuthera, I think it is.
Yes, ma'am. My aim while I am in this position is to be a voice for the people by the people. When I say this, I want to provide an inner viewing for our youth, meeting their needs and what their expectations for me to be. Seeing producing clubs to help them, such as Stevens and Pride and Angels and that's all. I provide tutoring for young students who are unable to afford it.
That's great. And for your community, because I think with a lot of persons, those of us on New Providence, it's very easy to have the perspective of this island, which is only 21 by 7. Eleuthera is a Long Island. Now, I'm from Long Island, and we could hear from what its name just how extreme that geography could be. But Eleuthera is quite long as well. So, how are you going to impact all of the persons, the young people in two of your areas, Central and South Eleuthera, during your tenure?
Well, Eleuthera is 110 miles long of fun and creativity. That's how I look at it. Even though persons might think, how are you going to be able to do it? I think I will be able to do it by catering to each child's needs. So if they have any problems, queries, or concerns, they can reach out to me at Team Orlandria on Instagram, Orlandria Pinder on LinkedIn, and they could also email me orlandriapinder08@gmail.com. And I also have a YouTube channel, Orlandria's Travel Diaries, for an inside and personal view of my activities.
That sounds fantastic, and I'm sure, given the span of your constituency, that you're going to be taking advantage of, well, technology and being able to connect with persons over social media, as you've shared, but also perhaps through webinars that you can host over things like Zoom, having town hall meetings, again, using technology. Are you thinking of doing those types of things as well during your tenure?
Yes, ma'am, I'm planning with partnering with fellow Eleutherian young leaders to have a seminar to discuss pressing issues that we do not focus mainly enough on.
I think that youth perspective is going to be very important, and it's critical to actually have that perspective in the conversations that determine the impact of policies that are going on. Now, Stephen had mentioned his relationship with the sitting member of parliament. Alandria, you've been connected, of course, to your member of parliament. What does that look like so far? And what are you hoping that blooms and blossoms into?
I have been working closely with my member of parliament, the Honorable Clay G. Sweeting. He has been supporting me in all my needs and efforts, and he is always having a lending ear to my activities.
That is fantastic. That's great. I think, ladies and gentlemen, what we're hearing is that our young people have been provided with a support system through the sitting members of parliament so that they have guidance, they have support, they have resources to make these plans a reality so that they can help the young people in their constituencies. And as you can tell, they're open to partnerships, they're open to support coming outside of that provided by the members of parliament, and they've given you their contact information, so please reach out. However, we are going to discuss a little bit more about what does youth development really mean. We want to get into, well, the reasoning behind having a youth parliament, but also the importance of having the youth perspective in policy discussions. We have a lot of evolution happening with our policy, with our actions inside our little country. But do we actually involve our young people in those discussions? What does it look like to them? Stephen has mentioned a passion for education and culture. If we sit back and we really think about it, how many young people are talking about that? But also, are you listening to them? Are you finding them on their platforms? Are you giving them the opportunity to talk about the things that they care about, the things that they are trying to do? And so I want you to stay tuned here on the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9, and we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for the rest of the conversation with Stephen Georges and Alandria Pinder. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. I am joined today by Alandria Pinder, who is the Junior Minister of Tourism for our country, as well as the Junior Youth Parliamentarian for Central and South Eleuthera. We also have Stephen Georges joining us, and he is the Youth Parliamentarian for Golden Gates. So we have with us two members of parliament. We have an honorable minister who've been telling us all about why, rather, what they do in their roles. And what we want to talk about on this side of the break is why do they care? Why do they do what they do? And how long have they been doing it? And I know we're talking with young people, but ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know. I know, but I don't know if you know that our young people are getting involved at a younger and younger age. The older we get, we're seeing our kids doing much more at an earlier age. And I want us to talk about that here with the young people that we have on the show today. So Alandria and Stephen are going to get talk to us about when did they get started in serving the community and helping other people, and then why do they care to do all of this? Because they're in school, respectively in high school and college, but they're still wanting to make a positive impact. They are fantastic examples for what we can do as grown adults through helping our communities. These are young folks. So let's hear more from them about why are they doing this? So ladies first, Alandria, talk to us. Why did you want to become junior minister? Why did you want to become a youth parliamentarian? Why were you happy with being appointed as head girl? Why do you involve yourself, considering that you have the option to just sit back and relax?
Well, when I hear you say that, I live by this personal mantra: if I don't do it, who will? That's a question that resonates deeply with me. If I don't take a stand up for some things, who's going to do it? It will never get done. Not saying that there aren't people out there to do it, but why sit around and wait when you can take initiative to do it? With the Junior Minister of Tourism program, I always had a keen interest in tourism and hospitality, seeing how we interact with our guests, how they're treated, what's the ongoing operations with them. I always wanted to learn deeply more about it. And also, I am a huge fan of our Bohemian culture.
Now, just for
Also,
my listening audience, how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a 16-year-old saying that she wanted to get involved because she wanted to understand better what's going on in the country. She is 16. I am not saying that to make you all feel bad. I'm not to make us feel bad. I'm not saying that. I just want you to applaud this young lady that before she was 16, that she saw what she wanted to do, know what she had to do, and applied herself to get where she wanted to go, to get what she wanted to get done. And then it didn't stop with just a journey minister of tourism, because you're involved on your island, are you not? Like different clubs in your school and your community. Tell us a bit
Yes,
more about that.
I am the proud vice president of Student Christian Movement in my school at Century Lutheran High. I am the president of the Speech and Debate Club and also a proud member of the Performing Arts Club at my school and also a junior achievement. I am also the head girl of my school that allows me to be an example of exemplary conduct to our younger students and those who will follow my legacy behind.
Again, she's 16 years old. Like I feel like I need to be doing more. Now, Stephen, you're in college, but I think you were saying that when you were in high school, you were part of 12 different groups and you were honor student at the same time. Please tell us a bit more about that. And then you're in college now. What are you studying? Let's start with high school first, please.
All right. So like I had mentioned, when I was in school, I was a part of like 12 different clubs. I couldn't even keep track of how much clubs there was. And many of those clubs, I had a high position in them. So when it came to being, I was a prefect. I was student council president. I was director of three different clubs, two of them being debate club, and the next one, I cannot remember. Oh, Jesus. But, you know, and then I was a part of Elites. Elites is a club for young men. I was the vice president of Elites. It is a club for young men that educate them, because when Mr. Miller saw what was happening to the young men of the great Anatole Rogers, for those of you who live in Nassau and Providence, you know both the great Timberwolves Nation. Yeah, so when Mr. Miller saw what was happening to the young men of Anatole Rogers, he formed Elites. and he formed it so we can be able to, empower young men. And so that's where all of this empowerment came from, an education. And so I was a part of different clubs. I am the presidential, currently still the presidential advisor for Dynamic Youth in Action, DYA. I was a part of the school praise team, school's choir. I was a part of the school's pop band. I was a part of many other different clubs. And it came to where as in, especially with church, I am a Seventh-day Adventist. I was the part, I am still the Pathfinder director, and I was the Pathfinder instructor before I came the Pathfinder director. And so, whereas when I was the Pathfinder instructor, they still gave me responsibilities of the Pathfinder director. It's just that I did more than I was supposed to. So I barely would have taken funding from the church. Many of that funding would have come from people I knew to sponsor and assist with getting the children ready for World Pathfinder Day, getting the kids ready for baptism, or getting the kids ready for all of these other things. And a fun fact, I was baptized at the age of 9 years old.
Ah, so you've been active from before the age of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, I was educated that you are a child before you have a one in the front of your age. Once you have a one in the front of the age, you are no longer a child. You are a grown person. I'm learning so much from our young people today. And just generally speaking, y'all keep on letting me know the secrets, please. But Stephen, you said that you're so you did all of this in high school. You did all this in your community, in your church, but you're also in college. So how are you balancing your academic career, your community service volunteerism, giving back there, and your role as parliamentarian? Because you're studying education because of your passion for the young people, right?
Yes, ma'am. I am studying education because of my passion for the young people. I do work at a school. I do work at a school that's called Global Scholars Academy. But with the school, I am a teacher's aide. I don't teach directly, but I assist. And it's greatly seeing the young people so interested in learning. And when you get to work at a school and work at certain places, you see these young people interested in doing certain active back after school programs, and basketball, drama club, chess club, dance club, and all these other things. It gives you that certain, hey, I gotta do this club, I gotta do that club. And so working and studying to become a teacher, I just love it because I have the opportunities to help the kids even more with their education. Outside of doing programs and stuff for them, as well as a seminar, leadership seminar, how to, seminar for young boys, how to treat a lady, seminar for girls, how to be a wife, how to, instead of doing all of these other things, I can help them in certain aspects that they need much more help when it comes to like education. Do you know we have many teens that struggle in mathematics?
Oh, trust me, I do. I have three friends who loved mathematics so much that they got PhDs in those areas, and they are the minority. And so they have actually proven to me that you have persons who love math, but I think math gets a bad rap. I really think it does. But we
Yes,
have
it
a lot of
does.
students that struggle.
And there are students that struggle with mathematics and English language as supposed to be the easiest subject. Everybody think it is. We have plenty of people that suffers it, like that struggles with English language when it comes to writing essay or writing a complete word without spelling it wrong or getting it mixed up with Bohemian dialect. And so all of these things take time, and it takes time to teach, take time to make sure the student understand. And so like my sister told me the other day, she told me, say, use my brother and I can tell you the truth, you'll be a great teacher. And ever since then, I told her, say, your brother's, and she ever since I became a teacher, when it comes to assessing a teacher's aid, when it comes to helping Mark, and I bring home them papers, she will sit and help because she understands where I'm coming from, and she's very excited to be a part. And so ever since then, I made her my assistant. So I have, yes, because she's still in school, so she has a more direct contact to the young people than me, who's in college. So I can use her to get to the young people through because because she's very talented. She dances, she plays music, she cooks, she so I we're very talented, so I can use her. We can put our talents together and say, okay, let's do a choir for Golden Gates. Other than a choir, let's do a band. Let's do, well, Golden Gates have a band, but let's do a soccer team, let's do a basketball team, let's do after school sessions for homework and all these other stuff. So I take these initiatives very serious, and that's why I wanted to study education, because I can get a more grasp, I mean more knowledge of what it is and how to do it and how to go about it. So when I get into the field, it won't be as hard as it won't be as hard for me.
No, I think that's in very encouraging, very inspiring to know that you're so passionate about it, that you have been so active, and that you're getting support from the community, from your own family. It's refreshing to hear this, and we applaud you. We encourage you and continue to inspire us. Now, you said that you've been doing this as a from a very young age. And that you got involved way back in the day, just so that you can have the opportunity to make even more of a positive impact. Your involvement now as a youth parliamentarian, as a future teacher, what more do you think can be done by the public, those that may be listening to us? What more could they do to support young people in our country?
Okay, what more can they do? This is a very big question because I feel like a lot of people take certain things negatively. And I think one of the biggest things plenty the public can do is encourage. One of the biggest things you can do is encourage, not only by just encouraging, but support. And plenty people hate to say this, but Bohemians only like to see our stellar stars shine once in a while and then talk negative. There are always going to be some type of negativity behind it. So when it comes to our youth, if we're going to support our youth in going to school, getting a basketball scholarship, getting a band scholarship, getting an academic scholarship, if we're going to support them, we're going to support them to the fullest. We're not going to just jump on Facebook and say, hey, oh, that's her mommy problem, that's her daddy problem. That is not fair to the child because of that. And that is not fair to the youth. We have many kids that suffer different mental disorder, that suffer different diseases and all these other things. And so it causes a problem when they cannot find the encouragement and the support to keep on going. I have seen a story, what happened, I think 3, 2, 4, 3, 4 years ago, where a young man had killed himself because of suicide thoughts, and him being the only person providing for his family and all these other things because his mommy didn't want to work. I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I cannot remember his name. And so that post hit because everybody's criticizing the young boy and everybody's criticizing the mother. But you don't know why the mother did couldn't work. You don't know the full story. And so one of the main things Bohemians like to do is judge. And certain things you don't tell you, certain things you don't get into. And it's in this world that we live in, we gotta focus on Christ. We gotta focus on Christ. We gotta focus on our youth. We gotta focus on lifting them up. So if I gotta take a bus, a 5 buses of children to take to church every Saturday or every Sunday, I will do that. If I have to take them inside of my house and feed them, I will do that as long as I know one day they're going to get where they want to be in life.
That's incredible. And I know that there are folks listening to us right now who are inspired by the passion that you have when you're speaking about what's needed for our young people because you're walking the walk. And I really hope that it's igniting something within people listening. The smallest of efforts count. You never know what that young person may be going through and really what they need, what that word of encouragement truly is helping them with. Our young people are going through a lot. We need to help them as best as we can, even if it's only an encouraging word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's help the future of our country now. Why not? What's stopping you? Well, Andrea, so Stephen's told us a lot. In your opinion, how can people of any age help our young people? What needs to happen?
I think there needs to be more communication between our generations because some things we often take youth, we will often say our own opinion, and the older generation, as I would say it as, they'll say, oh, they know what they're talking about, or they'll shun our ideas into the dark and it'll never get done. So I think communication and partnership will really be a key factor in providing a sustainable ground for our children, youth, and other persons and ages to be able to express their own ideas and thoughts.
Now, when you talk about the communication between generations, what does that look like exactly? Are we talking about the migration across social media platforms, or are you talking about authentic conversations, between the generations?
Authentic conversations could be a strong point to start with. You can also use social media in a positive way, cater to a certain demographic, and that demographic could change it, could share it on to others and explain it. But with authentic communication, persons can talk and express their own ideas face to face, straightforward. Imagine a table, a round table discussion with each person representing a different generation, and they all want to share towards a common goal. We will have at least six different ways or different views of that same situation and how you can solve it.
That would be a magnificent thing to behold. And I'm wondering if such a thing actually exists. When we think about our advisory councils, currently as they exist right now, you have a women's advisory council, men's advisory council, youth advisory council. But I wonder, do we have something that exists that could represent all of the facets of society at a particular juncture? The different perspectives I think would be incredibly important, and you're really highlighting something, Orlandia, that we need to do, because there are some things that are happening that we need to hear the young people, everything we need to hear the young people on. There are things that are happening that we could benefit from learning more about. And then I think we were discussing during the break about the unique perspective of Family Island persons, about their reality and how somebody from, say, New Providence may not truly understand what that means. I'm thinking that, in addition to what you and Stephen have said, it's very important to understand that we all come from different backgrounds, right? Stephen, I think you could chime in here as well. The two of you, tell us more about the importance of understanding better that we're all not the same, but we all are one.
I can definitely help with that. You may not know this, but I am of Haitian descent. My father is Haitian, and my mom is born in the Bahamas, but her parents were Haitian as well. So I understand where it comes from. We all may not have the same qualities, but we are the same person. We have the same, head, shoulder, knees, toes, and it comes to where discrimination is a very big thing against our young people. Oh, you're a Haitian, you can't do this. Oh, you're a Chinese, you can't do this. Everybody has the capability to do something great in their country for themselves and for everybody around them. And so when I got the youth parliamentarian letter and I sent it to my dad and my church community, they're Haitians, and everybody in the church was proud. They announced it in the church. They post a photo up. Everybody was proud because they was proud to see someone who was of Haitian descent and is not afraid to say that they are of Haitian descent
Right.
speaking up. And so the things like this encourage many other people. And so if I'm not afraid to speak up, you're not afraid, and Alanji is not afraid to speak up, and nobody will be afraid to speak up. And so I feel as if though, whether you're Haitian, Jamaican, Chinese, Indian, whatever the nationality is, you can speak up once you're doing good because there are opportunities out here for you to guarantee you a better livelihood for you, your family, and the youth of your constituency or wherever you go. And so I take this opportunity very, very, very good because it allows me to connect with people and share my story and share everyone else's story and share and say, hey, well, I'm the youth parliamentarian for Golden Gate, and you know, me and my friends, we have this club called ECG, the ECG Alliance, and we're doing this and we're doing that, and we want you guys to be a part of it. And so when it comes to things like that, we can each of us can be able to talk and to share certain things. And so yeah, I understand that part.
No, I could only imagine. I know there are lots of different challenges we all face, and you drew attention to something that we need to discuss more. I mean, not us here on the show, but I mean generally as a population, about involving everyone in addressing these issues and becoming better people, that despite whatever background we may come from, we all have to work together. So let's not focus so much on differences, but we're all the same. We're similar. So why not work together? And just so that everybody knows, I did not know. But it's just more so about the background of coming from a different constituency, coming from different churches. I think we all focus so much on how we are different more than how we are the same. And that keeps us away from working together to improve our Bahama land. And so, Stephen, thank you so much for sharing that. Now, Orlandria, as a Family Island person, can you tell us a bit more about why is it important to work together to address these issues that we have and the importance of having the perspectives you said around the table? But what does that mean from a for a family islander? We have 8 more minutes left. I know time flies when we're having fun, but tell us a bit more about that.
Sure, shameless plug here, but tourism is everyone's business. This means that everyone has an important factor in it. Tourism is one of the main inputs in our Bahama land. It brings in the most revenue, it provides the most jobs. It's basically some people's bread and butter. What I take from this is we have to work together either way. It takes one tourist to go online and said that they had a negative experience in the Bahamas. And it will cause a whole wipeout. No one would want to come. So if we were to work together, provide ideas to uplift each other instead of bringing down one another, it could work together towards a common goal.
I think working towards a common goal, a common loftier goal, is literally inside our anthem. And we need to do more of that as we bring in a new year. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last episode of the Happy Hour for the Year of Our Lord 2024. I'm hoping that, you know, these conversations have helped us realize even more the importance of working together, making a positive change on our community, and how easy that can be. Now, Stephen was sharing with us about, you know, just talking positively to one person and what that looks like for that young person and helping them get to where they need to go in life. And you never know where that may lead them. Now, Stephen, as we begin to wrap up, if you can have words of encouragement for your fellow young people, especially young men, what will you say to them as we close out 1 year and begin another? Especially as we're in between, we're on the Christmas break, so we're going to start a new semester of school come January. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, like my dad always would say, make mistakes, but don't let mistakes make you. Reason why is because you only have one shot at this. You understand? So if you're going to make the best of it, you make it. And even if you make a mistake, you keep on doing it until you succeed. Because success, there's no success without failure. So believe in anything you want to be. And until you see progress, you keep on doing what it is you want to do. Don't let nobody bring you down. Don't let nobody tell you cannot do it because you can. And many people say men are not supposed to cry. As a man, you are allowed to have feelings. You are allowed to cry. Okay? Now, it's not no big crying where you're hollering, but you're allowed to shed a tear. You're allowed to express how you feel because at the end of the day, you're only human. There's only so much you can do. All right? So to the young boys that are out there, please, I'm begging you, go to church, pray. Even if it's Sunday, go to church, pray. Get your life in order because it's only like one life you have that you can get intact.
Thank you so much, Stephen. I think that will be heard by lots of folks listening in, especially our young people, but also their parents, to go and say, hey, I was listening into the show and this young guy was talking all about what he's doing, and I just want to share with you what he was saying. Like, I y'all encourage people to listen to the happy hour. It's literally one of the only opportunities, if not the only opportunity on radio, where all you're hearing is good stuff. Like, literally, that's the only thing you hear on this show. Encouragement and inspiration. And on that line, Orlandria, if you had the opportunity to speak to our young people, especially our young girls, as they begin a new semester, but generally speaking in life, what words of encouragement would you share to them as though you're speaking directly to them?
Okay, I would tell them, just as Stephen said to our young men of our country, it's important to have fun, but you can also make mistakes along the way. Don't forget to stop along life and enjoy the little things. Celebrate yourself. Even if it's a minor accomplishment, you could be like, hey, I actually did that. Or I'm proud of myself for doing that. And also, as you're doing new experiences, like how I've been going through this past year, you make new friends along the way. You might lose some, but you make some new ones. And it's important to always keep an open mind to everyone's background.
I love how you bring it home to have open minds to different backgrounds. That's, I think that's also what's missing. We're so hard on other people because we are, as humans, we tend to judge, and we're doing that from our own backgrounds. But again, we come from different places, but we're all just trying to be good people, deep in our core. There's still some people who are working very, very hard at improving themselves. And, we will never give up on them. Try to, continue encouraging them, no matter how old they may be. But, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin a new year in a couple of days, let's just try to continue to be the sources of inspiration to motivate others to be positive in the year of our Lord 2025, when it should be blessed upon us. Let's just continue to pour out positivity into the world, be sources of optimism. Let's be the change that we want to see in the world, to be the sources of goodness, but also to help others along. Life can be rough, so why do you also have to add to that? So let's try to be the sources of goodness that we would like to see, Stephen, Orlandria, it's been a pleasure. And so, just one more time for our listening audience, if they want to get in contact with you all, Stephen, let us know how first, and then Orlandria, you can drop those details again. Stephen?
Yes, you guys can contact me off my Facebook, Stephen Charges for the Youth, and Instagram, which is Stephen M for Youth. All right. And you can also contact our club, ECG. It's literally on Facebook as ECG for the Youth, and on Instagram, ECG for the Youth 242. All right. I'm hoping to hear from you guys. ECG is for Eggleston, Centerville, and Golden Gates. And me, you can contact me for Golden Gates as well. All right. Thank you for having me, Miss Cartwright. It was truly a pleasure.
Thank you for coming on, and we're going to have you and your fellow youth parliamentarians on at another time in the new year, Lord's will, so that we could talk a bit more about collectively some of the plans that y'all are putting into action. We're going to give you some more time to get it going, and then you're going to come back on air to let us know how the public can help you all get it going further. Orlandria, let us know again, how can people get in contact with you?
You can get in contact with me by Team Olandria on Instagram, Olandria Pinder on LinkedIn, olandriapinder08@gmail.com, and also on YouTube, Olandria's Travel Diaries. I am open to all queries, concerns, and comments that can build up our youth and Bahama land.
Thank you both again, ladies and gentlemen. It has been Stephen Georges, Youth Parliamentarian for Golden Gates, and Miss Olandria Pinder, Junior Minister of Tourism, also the Youth Parliamentarian for Central and South Luthra. It's been a pleasure having them on, learning so much from them, and them inspiring us. I know that they have lightened my heart today, and I hope they have done the same with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I hope you've been enjoying your holidays, staying safe, and may your new year be filled with blessings. Don't forget to stay tuned for the remainder of the programming here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a wonderful weekend.